You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
And today, we're breaking down the Ahsoka teaser trailer.
Ahsoka!
That we finally got. The marketing campaign for Ahsoka has begun, and I am hyped.
The trailer's really good.
It does. It looks really good.
It looks like big budget.
It does. Budget. It looks big budget. It's definitely a continuation of Rebels Season 4 and what happened there. It's so exciting. We see some of these characters transition into live action. It looks great. So let's get into the trailer shot by shot. It's a teaser, so not a whole lot, but quite a bit.
There's a lot of stuff in it.
A lot of bringing in what they're showing. So I'm excited to get into it. So it starts off with Ahsoka, and she's talking about something's coming, like a darker power. I'm assuming they're talking about Thrawn and what he's planning and what he's bringing to the table. And she looks like she's at some like ancient ruins place. So I think back to Star Wars Rebels, that in Star Wars Rebels on Lothal, there was a Jedi temple there buried in the ground. So like, and there's multiple Jedi temples buried underneath the ground from like the old ages and like the old Republic and stuff. So I'm wondering if she's one of those.
She's trying to pull up, get some valuable secrets.
I guess so. Searching around. And she pulls out her OG Clone Wars move that she does in when she's facing War 66 with Captain Rex, and she throws down lightsabers and does the flip. That was awesome. I love that move. Cool. And she's searching there looking for what's going on around. That'll be cool to see. I can't wait for that particular part of the series. And then we transition over to, we see Sabine. And this is the first time we see a live-action Sabine. It's awesome to see her in a live action. So excited to have her here. And we see her looking at her helmet. She's a Mandalorian. Yeah. Maybe she'll have connections with the Mandalorian series. It takes place around the same time. Maybe Din Djarin will show up or something. Another there, Bo-Katan.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be pretty cool to see that. And she's staying on Lothal. You got a live action Lothal cat. That's really cool because Lothal is where Ezra Bridger is from. So she's staying on Lothal where Ezra Bridger was, and she's staying, hopefully, maybe thinking that Ezra will return. Probably is the reason she's staying, and all those
holding
reasons.
That hope for the boy.
Yep, absolutely. We go back to Ahsoka, and she's still on this planet, and she's facing these like droid looking things. These look like almost like a mixture between the temple Snoke's temple guards, and like Grievous's guards.
There was wild. Wacky looking, but I like the design.
I think it's cool. And so she's starting to fight them. And then we see Harrison Dula in live action as part of the Ghost Crew. She's flying her ship, her famous ship from Star Wars Rebels.
She's the same race as Aayla Secura. They got like them big old like green, like not dreads, you know, but like just their head.
She's from Ryloth. Hera's from Ryloth.
I have no idea.
I don't think that she is. But anyway, she's flying the Ghost and going up against, I don't know if it's Imperial troops or whatever it is. She's one of the best pilots in Star Wars, so it's really cool to see her back. And then we get Chopper, who's riding there.
Chopper
is the GOAT droid. I must say he's top three for me, droids.
I was about to say, Chopper, don't you dare disrespect my boy R2.
I can't R2's the best, but Chopper, man, dude, Chopper's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love Chopper. Chopper's he's a homie, man. And then we see this guy, Baylan, I guess is his name. He looks like George Clooney.
This man will not stop talking about how he looks so
he
much.
He looks so much like George Clooney. He like really does. I genuinely thought he was George Clooney for the majority of the
time. I think he looks kind of like Russell Crowe a little more.
No, he looks like George Clooney. He
has like an orange lightsaber.
He does. He has an orange. That's really interesting. We've never seen an orange lightsaber in live action. So
yeah, I feel like I would have an orange lightsaber.
That'd be kind of sick. Orange lightsaber. I thought you wanted purple.
Nah, I can't be like Mace Windu. I gotta be original.
You gotta be different. Anyway, and then she has this girl who looks maybe Padawan-esque. Maybe she's like his Padawan kind of thing, or like I don't know what they are.
He's bad.
Oh, are they?
I don't know. Remember, like he was walking in and he was choking the rebel trooper.
Right, but at the same time,
he's not a Sith.
A Jedi. He's not a gray Jedi either.
He's probably like a former Jedi.
That's possible. Maybe he was a temple guard or one of those things. Maybe he was a former inquisitor after the Empire fell. So he's doing these things now. And then this other girl's working with him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's interesting. I think it's really cool to see. Like, you have orange lightsaber people. And that's kind of sick. We've never seen that before.
I know. So I like the design a lot.
I'm interested to explore this story and what we're getting. So we're getting it this summer. We're getting it in August. That's really cool to see. All right. So then we go back and we get our picture of first time of live action Lothal and Sabine on Ezra's tower.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka comes back to visit Sabine. talking about she needs her help because she believes that Thrawn is back and that he is heir to the Empire. So that's really cool because it's a hint to the books, the Star Wars books and storyline that
I haven't read them.
I haven't either, but I've heard them. I've heard they're great. Of his storyline of Grand Admiral Thrawn, heir to the Empire. So he's going to be like the leader of the Empire now, of the kind of the underground version.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see. And then we get a shot of the former rebel leaders with Mon Mothma making a return in the show, which is really cool.
I like
Mon Mothma, so she's starting there. And we're starting to hear all these cool stuff. And then we see our first live action debut of the back of Grand Admiral Thrawn. And that's awesome.
He looked really cool. He looks cool. I like the design.
I think the voice actor is playing him in live action.
Is he actually?
I think so. And I think that's a W.
And sure. I don't think we're going to get too much of Thrawn. I definitely think that he's going to be pulling the strings a lot. And I think the orange lightsaber guy will be one of the primary antagonists.
And who knows, maybe Thrawn is pulling the strings of the lightsaber guys. Maybe they work for him. Maybe they don't. Yeah. Maybe they hate him too.
But there's no way. This is going to be at least like 2-3 seasons. So I'm just getting the feeling like they're going to save Thrawn for a little later.
I don't know. We'll just have to see. And it's really cool to see him return and back because he is such a cool, definitely the best non-force using Star Wars villain. So to see him back is just brilliant. All right, so then after this, we see the old magistrate return from Mandalorian, where Ahsoka fought her, and she worked for Thrawn, so it's cool to see her back and her return still working through Thrawn.
Yeah,
And then we see, and what looks like the, I want to say ancestral plane because of Wakanda forever, but not ancestral plane.
The ancestral plane.
In Star Wars Rebels, the kind of the force place to where it's like in between worlds. We see that because this is how Ahsoka survived her confrontation with Darth Vader's Ezra pulling her out between worlds. So that's we see her. Fight. It looks really cool. And her confront George Clooney and.
George Clooney with the
lightsaber. So George Clooney and her, he's got. And what's cool about his orange lightsaber is you can see it's got the sword. It's got the sword, like, pelt, like, kind of thing.
So it feels more like a genuine sword just watching him wield it.
So maybe they're not Jedi. They're not Sith. They're not even Force users. They're just lightsaber users.
Either they stole it off somebody's body or they used Yung Matong. They created
their own.
Because
it's not red, so they didn't bleed one. So they created their own saber, maybe. Maybe they're because there was a lot of people saying that this show is going to be similar to like samurai-esque storyline. So maybe these are like broken samurai in the world. Maybe they have experiences with that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's this new tribe of people who use lightsabers before Jedi and they're coming back. We don't know. So it's really cool to see something like that. And then Hera, we see her talking. We have prepared for the worst to come.
The worst, talking about Thrawn?
Talking about Thrawn and talking about their ability. And then we see the confrontation between Ahsoka and the new guy. And then we see that Ahsoka says the Jedi have fell long ago, and which is true. And
true.
She unfortunately got absolutely robbed by the Jedi, and that there aren't many left. Oh, so maybe there's going to be some recruitment in there. Maybe we'll see a little tiny green dude in this show. Maybe, I don't know.
Come join our squad. You don't need your Mandos.
I want him.
I want you.
And then we see Sabine looking at an old holographic picture of Ezra, which is our first. We didn't get to see a full look, but it's our first live action rendition of Ezra Bridger. Mm. He's definitely going to be in it. Maybe not in this season, but
I wonder who they're going to cast. That's him.
I think he's already been casted, but I can't remember.
Has he actually?
So anyway, and then we see Ahsoka fighting an Inquisitor. So maybe this Inquisitor is definitely working for Thrawn. Absolutely.
How many Inquisitors are we going to see? Better not be another like Reva situation.
I don't think it will be. Because this guy is a dude. And I don't
he's different because he's a man.
That's right. No, I'm just kidding. No, he looks cool. He's got a helmet on and everything.
He has like the double. Mm-hmm. He looks cool.
He does look cool. And then we see the warrior outcast rebel talking about Ahsoka. She's Jedi. And then get her flying down jump, which is really cool. And then we get the return of Hu Yang, the goat.
Hu Yang.
The droid from Clone Wars who was a part of worked with Yoda the Younglings to create lightsabers.
He made Gungis,
right? He did make Gungis lightsaber, the wooden one.
Sick. Yeah.
Yep. So we see his return into live action as well, and then Ahsoka with the double-bladed white lightsaber. So it looks incredible. That's how this trailer ends. I'm so excited. This is, like I said back in January, this is my most anticipated series of this year.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it. I think it's going to go hard, and I can't wait for it.
All right, guys. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Here's in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms, so check it out. We have DC News, Marvel News, and our weekly updates out right now, so go ahead and check that out. If you want to stay up to date with all of our news and announcements, check out the socials. Our Instagram at Here's in the Moment, and our TikTok at Here's in the Moment with an extra T.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening, and as always, we love you 3000.